Earlier this month, the Ruth Star Rose exhibition opened at Baltimore's Reginald F. Lewis Museum. The exhibition, funded by the Maryland Humanities Council and presented by Brown Capital Management, features early 20th century portraits of African Americans by Rose, a white artist of privilege from the Eastern Shore. Here to tell us more about the artist and her important work is guest curator Barbara Paca.
Ruth Star Rose was a white woman who grew up on Maryland's Chesapeake Bay. Working in the 1920s, she focused on dignified representations of the daily life activities and spirituality of African Americans, avoiding the standard spectacle-based stereotypes that were caricatures of non-white people of her day. Documenting the populations of Copperville and Unionville, two settlements created to reward courageous black Union soldiers, Rose made portraits and recorded the histories of some of Maryland's African-American founding families, including descendants of Harriet Ross Tubman and Frederick Douglass. Quite simply, they are rare representations of self-respecting black people who were proud of their forebears. Rose's portrait entitled Suited Man reveals an urban gentleman whose identity unfortunately remains a mystery. His countenance and his nicely tailored suit show a person of substance and integrity. The cool blues and greens of the palette form sweeping decorative curves in the background. The lithograph Crab Pickers honors productive black female workers. The viewer is invited into the scene by the congenial glance of a woman in the leftmost corner of the picture frame. Seated together at a long, orderly table extending in a diagonal across the composition, the group enthusiastically goes about their task. Rose's visual interpretation of Negro spirituals has been said to be the most comprehensive and the most sympathetic work yet to appear in the United States, according to James Porter, the father of African American art history. Embracing spirituals from childhood, she was moved by their dissonant beauty, illustrating songs as the congregation envisioned them. Rose labored through multiple versions of a given song until church members approved of her rendering. In her print, Jonah and the Whale, a serene young black man kneels within the mouth of a whale as he looks out to his audience on the shore. Of her lithograph, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Rose writes, "The sweet chariot is the old familiar buggy and the faithful mule. Albeit touched with stardust and driven properly by angels, here are friendly symbols of home to take a frightened soul to a glorious country called heaven." It has taken 10 years of research to unravel Ruth Star Rose's beautiful story of a society who were typically relegated to the caste of the invisible. The communities she embraced contain within them some of America's founding black families. It is good to live in a time where such courtesy titles are extended to all, thereby creating one American history.
You can see the Ruth Star Rose exhibition at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum through April 3, 2016. Learn more at lewismuseum.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.